Finally this hour, a reporter who usually brings us the latest from Broadway is going to get personal. Jeff London does some performing of his own. He's in a classical music group called the Desoff Choirs. Last month, the group was invited to back up a legendary rock star, Ray Davis of the Kinks. Jeff London had such a good time, he had to tell us about it.
I started singing in choirs when I was a kid. So did Ray Davis.
I went to school in Muswell Hill. It was a Church of England school, and the headmaster was also the choir master in the local church. So it was obligatory. We rehearsed at school, and I took to it because we'd get a few lessons off because we sang in the choir. We missed maths.
And that is where the similarity ends. When I sing, I'm just one of dozens of voices in an amateur group. When he sings, he's the voice of one of the most influential rock bands of the 1960s.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
So in my choir, which has sung classical music at Lincoln Center in Carnegie Hall, got the call to sing classic Kink songs with Ray Davis, I thought, wow.
You got me so
and let me tell you, it turned out to be a blast. We were singing arrangements from his new album called The Kinks Choral Collection, which is a collaboration between Davis and the Crouch End Festival Chorus in London. David Temple, who conducts that choir and conducted us, says Ray Davis came to hear his group sing a few years ago.
We went to the pub afterwards, and he said, look, I've just been asked to do the Electric Proms for the BBC, and they say you have to have something different to what you normally do, so I've got this idea of having the choir there as well.
It went so well, they decided to record this album. Which spans 45 years of Davis's career, including some of his hits and some of his lesser-known songs.
The Village Green is a little-known Kinks album. Well, it's very well-known among Kinks fans, but to the rest of the world it's virtually unknown. It's a strange album I did about England, about a community of kind of mystery and fantasy.
We are the Custom Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who were awarded him.
One of the most enjoyable arrangements to sing from that album, for me anyway, was Picture Book, which features some of Davis's most sardonic lyrics and where the chorus sings a lot of the band's instrumental licks and backup vocals.
Picture yourself when you're getting off.
When the choir I sing in performs classical music, we don't get audience feedback until the end of a piece, which can be at the end of a concert. But in Town Hall, in front of 1,000 rabid Ray Davis fans who know every word of every song, we got feedback immediately.
Two of the moments in the show that I find really rewarding are the two times the choir and the audience sing together.
Whenever I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Big shout out.
Perhaps the boldest choral arrangement on the album, and one of the most striking moments in concert, is the Kinks' 1965 single, See My Friends. There's no band, just a cappella chorus and Ray Davis.
See my friends.
Davis says, for an old rocker, it's nice to revisit his old friends.
See My Friends, for example, was a seemingly very simple pop record, but it's evolved into something. It's a relief that the songs have withstood the test of being transcribed and put into this context.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London, still basking in my 15 minutes of rock fame.
She is gone, and now there's no one else.
And if you want to listen to a few more minutes of Ray Davis with the Desoff Choirs, you can hear a live performance at nprmusic.org.
Set my friend.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Jonathan Baer, Art Silverman, Rob Ballinger, Melissa Gray, Brendan Banizak, Shireen Meraji, Sonari Glinton, and Bilal Qureshi.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The river.